Blog Talk Radio. therefore praise the Lord. Excuse me, and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. The show that you're listening to is The Rock. Jesus is the rock of all ages. We thank God that he rose, and he rose that we can enjoy life into his fullness. Well, we just thank God tonight is Monday night. This is April the 6th. April the 6th, 2015. This is the 96th day of the year. Day 96. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118 and verse 24. I just want to say thanks a bunch for you tuning in tonight. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and we are here to just encourage you from the word of the Lord. I can tell you all that no matter what you're going through, we got to hold on to Jesus. And that's why you got to make up in your mind that no matter what comes or go, you got to love Jesus with all your heart. And we certainly give God the praise tonight for blessing us. I thank God for having good, holy people around me that pray for me and lift me up in prayer. And we just say thanks a bunch to them. Well, tonight we're going to get into the word of the Lord. But before we do, we want to always acknowledge the Lord. You know, because we complain, but he rearranged. And he knows what's needed for tonight. So I just thank God for his wisdom tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're so worthy tonight. Thank you, God, that we're made the righteousness of God. For he, Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Lord, we thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Oh God, we thank you because you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are a savior. Thank you for what you're doing. I ask you to look up on Linda tonight. Thank you for going into the hospital room, touching her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, giving her a miracle. I know you are able. God, your word declare now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that work within us. So, Father, we just give you praise tonight, and we thank you for blessing us. God, your word declare that if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it of the ability that God has given, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise, dominion, both now and forever. Father, we pray this all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, we're going to get into the word of the Lord and 2 Samuel. But before we get into the word, I just want to take our time to say thanks a bunch to everyone who have been praying for me, for Linda. She's been challenged since February, off and on, been into the hospital, nursing home, and back into the hospital. So I just want to say thank you for those who pray and agreement that God's will would be done, and she's been having some major issues. She has several light strokes, and we'll believe in God to touch her, change her, transform her, and do great things for her. So I just wanted to say thanks a bunch. I'm learning more and more how to say thank you. You know, the Bible says in everything, give thanks, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I just want to thank you all, those of you all who pray for us and for our ministry, for Prayer of Faith Ministries, that God will continue to have his way. You know, the enemy be trying to get you off track, but thank God for his righteous light. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom we shall be afraid. So I just say thanks a bunch once again for prayers of the righteous. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So tonight, if you have your Bibles, I want to invite you to share with us in 2 Samuel, chapter 22. 2 Samuel, chapter number 22. And I want to look at verse 1. 2 Samuel 22, verse 1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. David wrote this after being delivered from his enemies, including King Saul. And when you have been delivered from your enemies, you have a right to rejoice. Man, we can rejoice right away because just plug this in, Colossians 1:13, talking about God the Father. It says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God did that. He'll deliver you no matter what situation he come up against you. Tonight, look at verse 2. The Bible says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Ooh, praise God. Tonight, notice verse 2 or 3 again. This is 2 Samuel 22, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Tonight, I just want to talk to us tonight just from the thought, rock solid faith. Rock solid faith. Look at all of these things that David ascribed unto the Lord. First, he says that the Lord is my rock. Of a rock, I just like to think of something that is steadfast, steady, sure, solid. So God, he says, the Lord God is his rock. And he knew about what a rock would do, because when you study this 1 Samuel 17, you find out that when the Philistines came up against Israel at the battle, it was David who had the fine smooth rocks or stones that he had in his shepherd's bag. He only needed one, but it was the power behind that rock into the forehead of Goliath. So he found out that the Lord is his rock, somebody sure and steadfast that he can trust. Then he says that the Lord was his fortress. Fortress. I'm telling you, God is a hiding place for us, for the righteous. He's a hiding place. We can run into it. In fact, the Bible says this in Psalm 20, verse 1, and also, Proverbs 18:10. Proverbs 18:10 said, "The name of the Lord, tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved." That's Proverbs 18:10. That the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is saved. So David said, not only is the Lord my rock, but he's my fortress. Then he says, thirdly, he says that the Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is our deliverer. You know, if we are living in a world of sin, I can tell you that God can and will deliver you from that sin. You have to want to change. You have to want to be in a proper relationship with him, and if you repent, he'll change you. Now, you may have to go through some things from that, but God will deliver you. He'll set you free. He'll change your life. Now, the Bible teaches us in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, it tells us that whosoever should call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. God will deliver. God will save to the utmost. In Acts chapter 2, verse 16 through 20, he said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." And he goes on to tell us that in the last days, God said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. His sons and daughters shall dream and prophesy. He said that the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. But he declared that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So he said not only is God his rock, fortress, and deliverer, but he said the next thing, he said, "The God of my rock, in whom will I trust?" So, he's the God of my rock, in whom I will trust. Why can I trust him? Because he's sure. And even in the New Testament, Jesus Christ, whatever Jesus had made us a promise, he will fulfill it. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, he said, "All the promises of God are yea, and in him, amen." So if God made a promise, it is sure. Numbers 20 declare, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Notice that again, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So the psalmist said, "The God of my rock, in whom or in him will I trust?" I can trust in him because flesh will fail. Flesh will fail. We must have our confidence in the Lord because sometimes people will fail us. We want them to do certain things, but then God got this thing fixed. It's all about him. He's turning their hearts back to him. I know I've been praying in a deep way that God will change and transform my life because I want to go up higher. I know that all this other stuff is temporary. Whatever we get down here, we can't take it with us. We just enjoy it. But we got to make up in our mind that we're going to serve God no matter what. Like Joshua declared in Joshua 24:15, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We're going to serve him. So then he says, not only will he trust him, he said, but he is my shield. God is a protector. You know, she covers those vital organs, you know, like your heart, your lung, liver, those vital organs, a shield. And I tell you, God will protect us. If you are having, if your heart has been broken, the Bible says he healeth the brokenhearted and he bindeth up their wounds. So we have to understand and declare that God is able. The Bible declares now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So he is able to do what we need him to do. All we got to do is continue to trust in him. So he is, he made it personal, my shield, which means he's my protector. And then he says, and the horn of my salvation. He'll give me the right to tell of his goodness, make known his deed. I got a right to testify that God is good. Or we can borrow the words from Nahum 1:7, when he declared, the Lord is good, a strong hope in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. So the Bible declares that he is in the horn of my salvation. Then he said, he's my high tower. When I think about a high tower, I think about in the Old Testament, there was those were called watchmen, and they was watch over the city. They could see everything that was going on. That's the way our God is. He watches over everything. He sees everything that's going on, good and the bad. The Bible says, behold, his eyes is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So he declared that God is my high tower. He can look over and see what's happening. Then he says, and my fortress, and my refuge, shelter. God is my refuge. And we know he made reference to this refuge in quite a few places in Psalms. For example, Psalm 46:1, when he declared that God is our refuge, present help in trouble. What he said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The next thing he said, that he's my Savior. He's my Savior. Oh, my God, he's able to save me, keep me from falling. God is able to do if thou can believe. All things are possible if you can only believe his word. Just know that whatever he promised you, he'll make it sure. He'll make it steadfast. All we got to do is hang on in there. Keep on believing his word. Never, never, never give up. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. So we see and establish here that all of these attributes teaches us that we truly need to trust in the Lord. If we trust in him, then we know everything going to work out according to God's divine plan. Now, all we have to do is, even if we don't understand it, say, Lord, give God an eternal yes. An eternal yes. The Bible says in Jude 1:24-25, now unto him that is able to keep, now this word keep, protect, or guard, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Notice that again. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So we have to understand God is able to keep us. He has the ability, he has the capacity to do just what he says. So when we're talking about trust, that is a form of belief. We're talking about having rock solid faith, meaning we got to have that belief that go beyond what our feelings have established. Because we do understand, based upon 2 Corinthians 5:7, what we walk by faith and not by sight. What we walk by faith, by sight, not by our feelings. So the psalmist says that the Lord is his Savior, and then he says that thou savest me from violence. God will keep us. That's the kind of God we serve. Psalm 91, verse 1 declares, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in him. Clears here, 2 Samuel 22:4, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I'm going to call upon him. Why? He's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Now, he said, I'm going to call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved or delivered from my enemies, because I call on him. Now, this psalm that we had you in 2 Samuel is also found in Psalms, the 18th chapter. So if you'll go there with me, Psalm 18. And when we look at Psalm 18, beginning at the first verse, this verse was not in 2 Samuel 22, but it is here. Psalm 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. He says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. He understand that God was not a weak God, but God was a solid rock, and he could trust him. And he know that God will never, ever let him down. But then he says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God. In whom I will trust. He goes on to say, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. And then he said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Do you have bothered you? But that rock solid faith said, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to trust him because I know he won't fail me. He won't let me down. The Bible declares in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, and let your conversation be without covetousness, but be content with such things as you have. As he has said, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. He says in Psalm 46:2, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, therefore will not we fear. I don't have to be afraid when I know God is my refuge. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen because I know he's able to work everything out. The Bible says, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. The Bible declares in Psalm 84, verse 11 and 12, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Notice it again. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Rock solid faith. Better way of saying, I trust you, Lord. Yeah, the battle might have been strong for me. Sometimes you may have lost a few of the battles along the way. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. According to 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we can say, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will it withhold from them that walk uprightly. And then the Bible declares unto us, Psalm 37, verses 3 through 5, the scripture teaches us to trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. Verily, thou shalt be fed. Then he said, delight thyself also in the Lord. Oh, my God. You got to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. Delight yourself. Get happy. Get excited about it. My God. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desire of your heart. You see, you got to learn that your desire got to line up with the word of God. I can't ask for somebody else's stuff. You can't ask for somebody else's stuff. You got to believe God that he got the very best for you. But we got to watch and pray, because we got an enemy, an adversary. That's why the Bible tells us, 1 Peter 5:7, following, casting all your cares upon him. Why? For he cares for you. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So the Bible said, delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Then he have another element to that. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit your way. You know, a lot of people want God to bless them, but they don't want to commit. They don't want to live a clean life. They don't want to live a holy life. But the Bible tells us in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable servant. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So he said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's move on. Then the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, my God, beginning at verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He said, be not wise in your own mind. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. But notice he said, trust in the Lord all your heart. God don't want part-time loving. But all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. So the Bible said, in all your ways, acknowledge him. But we mess up when we don't acknowledge him. Because we do it our own way. And then we have to say, woe is me. But I tell you tonight, I thank God. He's teaching me more and more how to lean on him. I may not understand every step, but I understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. But I want you to know tonight, the Bible teaches us, Jesus gave us a word in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, but it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Notice that again. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's why I say you don't have to covet after somebody else's stuff. You can ask for what you want and watch God. He's a faithful God. In Psalm 125, verse 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. Notice that again. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, because it's on, it's a rock, solid faith. Cannot be removed, but abide forever. You see, Jesus, he even went as far to tell us that no matter what's going on, we don't even have to worry. Glory be to God. In Psalm 40, verse 4, the scripture says to us, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Notice that again. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. And tonight, friend, if you don't have wisdom, just consider what the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 5 and following. He said, if any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Oh, friends, tonight, rock solid faith. You can relax. You can trust him. You can stand tall on his word. But you got to make up your mind like the Apostle Paul did when he wrote to the church at Galatians. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I want you to know tonight that greater is he that is in you. 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, my God. I want you to know tonight, we can lean on him, because he'll never let us down. Remember, friend, whatever is going on, you can make it. You got to be determined. And no matter what's going on, just be able to say, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name, send thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. That's Psalm 9:9-10. I'm going to do it again because I know people are taking notes. He said, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. I want you to know tonight, we serve a great big God. And the Bible says, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your, notice that again, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus. My God will supply. He'll do it for you. But you got to keep on believing his word. Keep on believing, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Philippians 4:6-7 declares, be careful for nothing. Don't get anxious. Don't get worried. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep, protect, or guard, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Notice that again. Be careful for nothing. In other words, worry about nothing, but pray about everything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, quest be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Tonight, we can have rock solid faith if we look up and live. Like the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. Cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Praise God, praise God. Father, we just give you glory because you're worthy tonight. Thank you for the word of God, Lord. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for loving us, oh God. Thank you, sir, because you're a miracle worker. God, thank you for looking down upon your people. I thank you that lives are being transformed by what they heard, because your word declares, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Lord, I gave them the word. I thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto you send it. Oh God, thank you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to fight the good fight of faith. Help us to hold on to your promises, God. Thank you for knowing that you are working it out, God. Oh God, your word declares, for I know the thoughts that I think for it, you say the Lord. Their thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So, Father, we just thank you right now. You are our strength today. When we don't understand everything, God, we want to thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We just give you praise. Oh, God, for they that seek the Lord understand all things. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for quickening us, Lord. Thank you for directing us, God. Oh, correcting us, blessing us, and protecting us, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just give you glory because we know you're able, God. You're able, God, to lift up a bow down here. You're able to raise up them that are bowed down. Oh, God, thank you, God. You are able, Lord. We ask you to move by your power. We know that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. You're so good and kind. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you, oh God, that you have mercy on us, God. Lord, thank you for being kind to us, Lord. Thank you for helping us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness. And we'll trust you, Lord. We'll always be sure to give your name the glory. We'll be sure, Lord, to always magnify your name. We give you praise. We give you glory right now. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Help us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, thank you for putting people in our path that will help us hold on. Lord, they won't pull us down. Thank you for giving us people. But even when you don't give us people, we have the Holy Ghost living inside of us. Father, we thank you right now for renewing our strength. Even as your word declares, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want to thank you tonight for being good. I want to thank you tonight for making a way, Lord. Your words are, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Lord, tonight we say thank you, sir. You've been good. Your word saying everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We thank you because you're a miracle worker. Thank you for working everything out for our good, but for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We give you glory right now, for it's in Jesus' name. Thank you for Blog Talk, allowing us to be on the air, Lord. What a privilege and an honor, God. I thank you for opening the door, God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. You're so kind, Lord. And I just say thank you for making a way out of no way. We say thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. We certainly thank God for the word tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight. Remember, we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing and an honor We feel so grateful that God will use us for such a time like this. We also want to remind you that if you desire to listen to the show on your computer, you may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is the Bible name for Thomas. Didymus is spelled Didymus 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, Didymus 2010. There you can listen to the nice episode live, or you may download the previous ones at your convenience. These services are made available the next day after the broadcast. So in the morning, you'll be able to download this one and listen to it. Well, we certainly thank God for blessing us. And once again, like I said, I want to say a special thank you for all of you all that join us tonight and spread the word. Y'all continue to pray for us. We've been battling in our physical man. But nevertheless, I thank God. I trust him. And now he knows how to make things right. And I tell you, I just love him, and I want to keep his word. That's my desire. You know, the one thing I learned about the Lord, even when we might not be, he's faithful. So we just thank God for you all. We're going to tell you all to be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 declares, that's Numbers chapter 6. Verses 24 through 26, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to have a great night in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you and look forward to seeing you the next time right here on Blog Talk Radio Wednesday night. So this has been our broadcast for Monday, April the 6th, 2015. God bless everyone. Have a great night in Jesus' name.